gave that prophetic word that the heavens were open, it doesn't mean after then the heavens will close. What it means is that we have gotten a major entrance. Those seasons, you know, when you can get some things easily. So please, how many days left now? Please, don't be careless. Some of you are still planning the pandedian you will eat tomorrow. It may be advisable in this regard to fast. If you don't want to come to Lagos and be begging people, I beg, please, enter into the legislative quarters so that they can make a decision on your behalf. People will help you, be feeling like they did you something. You better enter where other... Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Let's do 23 and 24. So this is a connection of my message. What did you title the first service? Inherent power, dunamis. Okay, I don't know if this is related, but stay with me. 23. For verily, now that word verily is verily, verily, verily. What does the word verily mean? Most assuredly, very importantly, as a matter of fact, I say unto you that whosoever, not any pastor, whosoever, shall say to this limitation, to this mountain, be thou removed. What did Jesus say we should talk to? The mountain. But when you look at the mountain sometimes, you can lose your voice. When you get the doctor's report, sometimes, you can become weak. Like when, was it Joshua that we're going to have that, they are saying something about fibroid or something. And the doctors can be, I don't know, maybe they train them to be merciless or heartless. They say they care, but we don't see those things when we need them. Because they are even short-staffed. So there's no time to be smiling. Madam, we have to operate you. They just look at you and say it. Madam, they will first speak all the scientific language. Eh? You are lost. He's trying to look for a way to say what he wants to say. So he will first mention all the phosphate, phosphorus, all those things before he land and say, Madam, now operation. Then he say, hey, my God forgive you. God forbid. He say, I'm the one that will do it. So you realize that when we in the spirit realm, we operate by words. Somebody can say something to you and your faith will be deflated. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Someone can give you a report and you become weak immediately. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The same way, faith cometh by words. But it's what you are hearing that we are talking about. So, faith words can inflate. Fearful words can deflate. It is not enough to hear. You must protect your ears from words that are not allowed within your economy. Don't just hear God's word and be hearing other things. Protect your ears. It will save you half of your problems. Oh Lord, my God. Oh Lord, my God, I exalt you, Lord. Oh Lord, my God, oh Lord, my God, I exalt you, God. Say, oh God, oh Lord, my God. We exalt you, our risen Christ, because all powers have been given to you. Say, oh God. For an entrance has been opened to you into the everlasting kingdom of our God, so that you may see and know that this economy is real, and that you may know that God does not think like a man. He's not a man. He has his own ways. It's called the highway of holiness. He said, as many as will receive it and embrace it, he said, I will show you an alternate economy. I will show you an alternate path, a path not walked by men, but it is the way I have chosen for you. We bless you, because an entrance has been ministered to us. An entrance has been ministered to us. Lift up your voice, pray in tongues for 1 minute. I will make other men pay. See, so that you will know that in this economy, it is not money you need. It is the supply of the Spirit. It's not money you need. It's the supply of the Spirit. Come on, say, I have the supply of the Spirit. Now say it with faith. I have the supply of the Spirit. Now say it one more time. I have the supply of the Spirit. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Entry. We entered in together. Hallelujah. So it's not going to be by your strength. We just held each other's hands and we walked in together. So my faith will cover your own deficiency, and your own faith will cover my own deficiency. It's a corporate entry. So you get back home, you find things are happening, just know there was a corporate entry. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. I saw the angel of the Lord, and he was saying, look, he said, just like we brought food to Elijah when he fled. There was no food in that wilderness. He said, but we brought food twice. He said, this morning, say we have brought supply. Say we have brought supply. Elijah was at a point, he couldn't even have faith. He couldn't believe. He was depressed. He said, but they saw it and they brought food. They said, man of God, eat, because the journey is far. Then they came again and gave him food again. And they said, eat again. And he ate again. Then he was strengthened. Hallelujah. You are strengthened. Because an entrance has been opened to you of the everlasting kingdom of God. The scripture says in Mark chapter 11, say, whatsoever things that you need. Say, when you pray, believe that you have them and you shall have what you say. Now, this particular rendition of scripture, was it Mark or Luke? Mark 11. Was after Jesus had caused a fig tree. But when Jesus caused the fig tree, the fig tree did not wither immediately. So it looked like another failed promise, another failed prophecy, another failed prayer. What I'm talking to you about is how to get 100% returns. This second service on your prayer. How to get 100% returns on your prayers. Hallelujah. How to get 100% of your prayers answered. Mark 11:24, it says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. That means you must have the transaction code, which is faith. That means in the economy of heaven, God does not really expect us to look to man for anything. He says, whatsoever things. And these things are in layers. Whatsoever things, you should not be seduced to thinking that at any point in time, your help will be in man. Man is not designed to be your source. Man could be your resource, but it's not your source. What that means is that God will use men to achieve his will in your life, but ultimately it is God who is your source. So many have blocked the channels of revelation and supply because they became too nice, too tender, too emotional about certain relationships, almost subconsciously converting these relationships from resource to source. So God says, whatsoever you are trusting for, that is not too small, it's not too big. He said, when you pray, believe. And that raises another subject, something we need to look at. That if Jesus, our Lord, is teaching us and saying that when we pray, we should believe, that means many have come before him praying without believing. Many have come before him praying without believing. And if you know, peradventure, you find yourself in Nigeria and you don't have anybody to help you, this message is for you. Because most times we go looking for help in the wrong places. He said, when you pray, believe. Then the question is, how do I believe when I'm overwhelmed? Then we'll go back to Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So, then. Now, if I want to do justice to this verse, I have to go back to the preceding verse. But because there's no time. When you see the word then, it means something was being discussed. But that one is a Bible study. But suffer it to be so for now. So, then. That means, based on the things that have been said, it is now established that the divinely approved way for faith to come in such a way that it alters your being and your personality in a permanent way is when it comes by the hearing and the revelation of God's word. That means that faith can be imparted through miracles. If somebody is healed now, somebody else can believe and also be healed. But that faith is not permanent. That other faith that comes by benefiting or having experience with other people's blessings may not be permanent if the hearing of faith is not attached to that testimony. So when my brother shared his testimony, a testimony is such that by the time it is shared, somebody should be able to, faith should be ministered to the point that somebody else who is trusting God can believe. Testimony time is not story time. It is the administration of faith such that anyone who is in that place can receive that token of faith, fan the flames, and enter into the same experience. So the next time you are trying to share, you need to ask yourself, am I here to tell a story? Or am I here to administer faith? Because when I speak, people will hear by the hearing. But that hearing is not the hearing of the flesh. It's the hearing of faith. The only capacity, the only aspect of your being that understands the hearing of faith is your spirit. Your spirit hears by faith. If you subject your spirit to negative hearing, you begin to hear by fear or by doubt. And what this scripture is saying is that whatever I allow my spirit to hear, that thing doesn't just sit in my spirit, it embodies it. Whatever I hear in my spirit, it doesn't just sit in my spirit like putting money in your pocket. It goes like a virus and begins to enter into all the crucial parts of my being. Such that even when they are saying, do you believe God can do this? Hey, I don't know. I don't know. Hey. And what the fruit of that experience is that you will begin to speak words in consonance or in alignment with your new experience. Even though God can do it, but we don't know. It seems God is always taking his time. You make statements that sound humanistic. They sound reasonable. But it is no more the hearing of faith. It is only by your utterance we know which spirit is speaking through your mouth. Whether it is the spirit of faith or the spirit of the doctor's report.
I don't know if somebody's here.
So when you come to a city like Lagos, and you like when I came and I stood at Ojota and I saw high-rise buildings, and I just told myself, everybody who needs to make it has already made it in Lagos. You are late. You know that feeling? You just see high-rise buildings. Ah, wow. And me, I came with my girl, I must go. And I was calling John. The brother's name is John. John, I did Ojota. Which bus? Say, bros, you go, where be Barak here? Say, Barak, enter this one. Then he warned me. Tell the conductor that you don't know the place. So. I say, bros, I don't know the place. It was later I realized the person I was talking to was only looking for passengers. So by the time they shut the door, I was on my own. So I was just looking for familiar places that don't exist. Because you don't know anywhere. Then I told you, I summoned Corey. Because you know, that's the day you see all these five fine guys, they sit down in the bus. Shame will not let you say, please. I don't know. I'm going to barrack or stadium. So you won't look like a grown-up man like you does not know where barrack or stadium. So I just cack. The moment I summoned the courage to tell the driver, sir, please. It's a stadium, Mubarak stadium. Ah, oh, sorrow. You know, you didn't talk, sis. Ah, what? Oh, yeah, jump. You go back. You know, where I was coming from, the taxi actually will reverse to pick you. This one, I jumped in motion. I said, welcome to Lagos. So if you didn't have that experience, you are blessed. Some of us had it, and you will never forget. Because if you are not careful, that experience alone can mark suffering on your heart. That this is the way Lagos is forever. Huh? If you drive some cars, then you drive some, it's like the car is the one driving you. And you know the difference. You understand? You know the difference. Ah, okay. It's not the same. We are all in that traffic, but we are not having the same experience. Do you understand? It's not the same experience. So that is what the hearing of faith will give to you. You will be living in an economy that is derailing, yet to the righteous, you are always going higher. Why? Because you have committed your spirit to the hearing of faith. So protecting your ears automatically means protecting your heart. There are certain things you will not allow your heart to hear. You will not allow them to settle in your heart. Because the moment you, and some of you, the way your emotions are structured, anything that comes in holds it. It holds you. You can't shake it off. So if you are that kind of person that you are very emotional, things get to you. You have a greater responsibility to protect your heart from what settles there. Don't just love nobody, man. You got to let me see your good works. Don't just love, anybody can love nobody. I want to see the good works. Because you know that once you release your emotions, it doesn't come back. So you have to protect it. It's the hearing of faith. So if Jesus said that when you pray, you should believe, that suggests to us that there are many who pray, they don't believe. They want to see an answer before they now believe that God heard them. But Jesus is saying it is possible within the context of this kind of economy to say a word of prayer and you are too sure the answer is coming. How do we get into this space? Number one is to determine what the will of God is. To determine what? What the will of God is on this matter. The moment you are able to determine that God is interested in this matter, anything you say to look like fire, it will just pam, pam, pam. What did 1 John tell us? He said, we know that we have everything that we ask for when we ask what? According to his will. Try to get me that scripture. I think it's 1 John 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. Let me see if I can read it from here. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. So when you read the scripture, you must engage with it in a way. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, God did not remove one item as far as your life is concerned. As far as your progress in life is concerned, away from this provision. Which means God did not leave your prosperity in the hands of Nigerian economy. Now, identifying this divine economy is what will set you free from the budget. I don't know if somebody is listening this morning. Because there's a way in which you... And there's nothing wrong with budgeting. When you get your salary, you should budget. Because some of you are professional spenders. You spend as you are led by the Spirit. You just spend. You spend. You don't. You, there's nothing you cannot spend. That is, your anointing works with supermarkets, shopping malls. And So for you, I recommend budgeting. I recommend budgeting as your pastor. Please try to get a notebook. Write down, Pepe, 1 naira. Put your tithe first, too. Tithe, budget, Pepe. Then, if you will receive visitors, add their food to the one of that month. Cream, you know, all those things people like, you put it. Then see if you have anything left. If peradventure you notice that the money will not be enough, then I recommend this second economy. Everywhere is quiet now. You thought I wanted to follow you to be buying cream. I said peradventure you noticed that after writing everything down, you still need money. So this is the one. Now this is the advantage in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. That when I put my money, my effort, where the will of God is, where God is interested in, God has a duty by his throne to reward every actor, everyone who played a role in the advancement of that divine will on earth. Let me explain. Even though God is the Almighty God, the scripture says he has given the earth to man. Which means if God needed to do something consequential, he will look for a man to push that thing. The man may not be popular, but that is not the issue. But that man will do the will of God. And every time and every generation, God is still looking for men. Even now, this morning, he still went to the market. He's still looking for men. So if I'm able to identify, God, I have this $2,000. What should I do with it? And you are not immediately thinking of changing your clothes. Wearing good clothes is the will of God. But within the context of what we are saying, it may be a lesser will. Hey. Let me change this message. It's like people are not feeling it. I said there are lesser wills and there are greater wills. Within the... you have some of you now, you have talking your kitchen and your plan today now is to go home, lock your door, no visitor. You want to enjoy that whatever with your rice and all of that. And then you get home. And then you, somewhere in your mind, because there are some of you hear my voice in your head. When you are on your way, hey, kataya bolasa, pray in tongues for 1 minute. And you just say, let me pray in tongues for 1 minute. And you start praying for 1 hour. You prayed for 2 hours. And then Lord say, you should fast tomorrow. What do you think? Now, this is not good news. Because there was a lot of effort that was channeled into the preparation of that. In fact, even now you can see the pot of stew in your mind and the size of the turkey. But the Lord is moving in another direction. And it seems that it is always when you want to do something like that for yourself that his voice is very loud. He will say, "My son, this food, go and give it to brother Franklin." And then he'll be like, "Ah, no, Franklin, that didn't greet me well." You know, every time you move in the direction of God's will, as revealed to you, that means you have entered into a divinely reward system that will come and nobody, including Satan, can stop it. Including yourself, you can't stop it. You've triggered something. Hey, I just showed you how to be rich. If you had 5,000 naira, and God just says, give this lady 2,500. What if instead of you to be thinking God is always after your money? Because that's what some people think. God is always after them. That's why some people stop withdrawing cash. They only hold ATM. So even God will not be able to say, "Yeah, that thing, give it. There's nothing." It's only if I left my ATM card at home. It's because of you that I left. We are doing cashless now. Baba, we are doing cashless. I'm not carrying my ATM. No talk today. Nothing. I don't get anything. I'm telling you how to enter into a reward system that cannot be stopped by anybody, including yourself. When the Lord says, "Give him 2,500. Now, because personally, I know IK. God cannot tell me to give IK money. IK has more money than I do. You understand? But peradventure, you may not know that maybe he had a challenge and actually would not mind that 2,500. So it takes hearing God for me to know that IK needs money. Because if I remove his shoe now, I am too certain he will not trek home. Another one will come out. Do you understand? There are some of you here like that. If I remove your water, yeah, Pastor, we are blessed. The hunger in the forest will not make the lion to eat grass now. So someone like IK, even if I take his phone, Pastor, I'm blessed. You took my phone, I'm blessed. So she, do you like it? Yeah, I'll go and ban that one. That's IK. So, but if I do that, you know, if IK now has a need, and God says, "Give him 2,500. Somewhere in my mind, I will struggle because I think IK is more than that. So I'll be saying, "No, 2,500. But if I obey, whether IK needs that money or not, I have put myself in an economy where God is now committed by his throne to bring something into my path that I will not work for. That's God's prosperity strategy. So, it's the same thing in the place of prayer. If you want 100% of your prayers to be answered, first find out where God is standing on that matter. So, you will now realize that are we agreed so far? You will now realize that in order to now execute the will of God in such a way that you become proficient in it, you cannot be a stranger to the written word. I don't know if anybody is listening to me now. You cannot be a stranger to the written word. And you cannot be a stranger to the meditative word. Ha! Dangerous. I wish somebody heard that one. I said two things now. Because the written word is the gateway. The written word is the gateway where you sign in for revelations, for experiences. Have you ever read the scriptures and it was like you were bubbling with joy? It's the same Bible under your bed, but this morning something happened. It's like the book itself opened. And as you looked into it, "The Lord is my shepherd shall not," now had a different meaning. And you didn't know how that thing would happen, but you found your answer in that verse. That you are already covered. And that you will not be put to shame. You already saw it there. If you give that same scripture to somebody else, the person says, "Lord, my church." Yeah. Because there is a hearing of faith that has been generated. You are now able to hear the language of the Spirit by the will of God. You are hearing the will of God from the written word. Therefore, faith is now generated. Faith is now an energy that is generated to bring to pass that which God is interested in. So when Jesus said, when you pray, believe. The moment you're about to pray and you notice the allocation of faith is not there, stop the prayer. Go to the word. Is somebody hearing me now? Because there is a false spirit where people think that they associate with the word of God. Meanwhile, they are far from it. And let me tell you, no matter how anointed you are, there are certain things about God you will never learn by study. You will learn it by listening to other people. Yes, so. I know you don't like his face, but God will require you to sit and listen for hours. In fact, a season, it may only be one pastor. God will just be listening to this man. And you could listen to him for 3 months. And how do you know the season is completed? The desire will be taken away. That desire that you only use to love people is what we use to determine the direction. Did you hear what I just said? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14. Quickly. I need to round up in 10 minutes. Say amen. I will advise you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come now so that today we'll close 11:45. Verse 11. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, and they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken to them. 12. Verse 12. What scripture are you reading? Is that Jeremiah 29? Huh? Please, you need to allow this thing to show the scripture. Uh-huh. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. That means, before God started his conversation with you, he already had an established pattern where he was going. The moment you settle that you are not a misfit, you are not a mistake, and that thing you thought was something bad that happened in your life was in the plan. That it was already in the plan. And that thing was going to work for you. The moment you see it that way, the devil has lost an edge over you. He said, I know the thoughts. So, what should I be bothered with? If God says I already know the thoughts, I should be interested in what those thoughts are. That word thoughts is the same thing as the will of God. He said that I think towards you. That means God thinks. When he looks at you, he has an opinion. Oh, she should not be in Damaturu now. She should not be in Damaturu now. She should be in Lagos. But you may be getting offers take you to Damaturu. You understand? Every time you begin to sense a pull out of that which gives you rest, just know that there's a red flag somewhere. I know the thoughts that I think of you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace. That means one of the indicators to knowing the will of God is where the peace of God is revealed. Are we together? Now, the challenge with this is that if you are not proficient in spiritual things, you may just think it is the peace of I like the guy that you are getting. So, what does first, is it First Thessalonians that says the God of peace will soon crush Satan under you shortly? So, there is an instrument of peace where it is not just a feeling, it becomes a weapon for crushing. That when I embrace the peace of God, I rest in the Lord. And my seeming no activity is the weapon that God will now use to crush that opposition so that you may know what the scripture when he says, be still and know that I am God. That is not every battle you fight with words. Others you fight by doing nothing. I don't know if somebody is with me. I don't know if somebody is hearing what I'm saying now. My thoughts are not of evil. So when you start hearing things like you are not faithful, you are not worthy, you are not good enough, you don't need to pray. Just benchmark that thought with Jeremiah 29:11. You have your answer. Because as simple as what I just said is, this is a prevalent thought. A lot of people do not feel worthy before God. That means there is something lacking in your faith. And the scripture says to your faith, add virtue. So the question may not be a faith issue. It may be a virtue problem, which in other words means power or excellence. If you don't have an excellent approach, which I was sharing, speaking about Daniel a few weeks ago, in your work with God, towards your work with God, or even in the way you work, do your thing in the office, you may think God is against you or Satan is against you. Meanwhile, all you need to add to your faith is what? Virtue. I told you by saying next year, will we teach? next verse. Now, go back to the preceding verse. He said, it is to give you what? An expected end. That means the end had been predetermined. That day you came to Jesus, they had seen it. It was a surprise to everybody because nobody believed you would give your life again in your family. But God already knew that that day you cannot escape. He already knew. Based on the possibility of an expected end, give me verse 12. Then shall ye call upon me based on the revelation of the will of God. That is how we go into prayer. Come on, are you still seeing something here? That many times before you enter into the place of prayer, especially when you have major things to settle, it is not good to go in carelessly. You may want to take some time to sit with the word and find out how you should even go about it. That the moment the will of God is established through thought patterns, when God ministers to your thoughts and tells you that you are okay, there's nothing wrong with you, based on that verdict, you now go into the place of prayer. And he said, you will go and pray to me, and I will what? I will hearken, I will listen to you. This model, this principle, has a 100% return rate. It will give you results. You now see that sometimes, it's not just saying pray, That's why I said to you, no true lover of prayer will despise the word of God. If you say you're a man of prayer, you cannot despise the word of God. You cannot. If you see anybody say, hey, people are just they are just preaching, prayer is the key. You will know that man has not had a true, or his encounter is not complete. Imagine reading this scripture now, the way I've read it to you in verse 11 and 12. You now go into the place of prayer like that. Don't you think your prayer will be more productive? Don't you think so? Because you now have access to certain things you know. But they have been given to you now as arsenals. They have now been given to you as arsenals. So you go into the place of prayer proficient. You are not going, you know the answer you are going for. You are not negotiating. Because listen, there are things that can happen to a man. And even God will tell you it is either A or B. God will tell you. The final answer will depend on your own interaction with that revelation. Which was what we had over the weekend. Are you with me? Your final answer will not depend on God. It will depend on how you interact with the options given. I'm telling you about how to get 100% answer to your prayers. If you bring something under God and say, Father, I want to go into this relationship, but I'm concerned. My mind is not settled. But I want to know if it's your will. Now, the fact that the matter involves your emotions automatically means that your reading may not be totally accurate. So the first line of prayers is to move your mind into a neutral position, which includes that you must be willing to reject that guy. The possibility of not even going into that relationship, you must accept it before you go into prayer. If not, what you'll be seeing is, I have peace with my... Pastor, I pray, I have peace. I say, is it peace like ever? I say, yes. And who is pastor to say, is it not your peace? Is it not your peace? But Now you people want to break your head after 2 years in the marriage. Say, Pastor, leave me. Let me show her who I am. Ah, but the peace is no more like the river. It's now like the ocean that wanted to swallow the people of Israelite. They want to swallow the key, the Red Sea. Sal, can I also shock you? Within the context of this thing I'm telling you, if you make a mistake, it's easy to fix and remedy than when you are completely out of the will of God. What I just said to you is that if, for instance, if God told you, come and sit here, and while sitting here, you now met Tina, you started liking Tina, you started hugging Tina, and then later God came to separate two of that, I didn't tell you to hug, go. Say, you are going too far. Because it was God that brought you here in the first place, He has a duty-bound responsibility to initiate a process for your restoration. You see that clearly in the case of Peter. When Jesus preached and a lot of the disciples ran away because they said his message was too hard, and Jesus did not turn to every other person. He faced Peter and said, will you also go? Then Peter was one who answered. I said, where am I going? I left my sheep. Business is down. I follow you. You are not asking me. Let's just kukuma die together. You understand? So he did not know that Jesus noted that response. Most times when you do things that God likes, he won't talk. Yes. He's waiting for the day of reward. Yes. But a day came that Peter's faith failed him. And he committed the most grievous sin a believer can commit against his God. He denied him. The head of the church started his ministry by denying Jesus. Now, this is great, bigger than fornication. Because you people only see fornication here in this world. That statement, I have never met him. You know, he said it with emphasis. I've never met him. You are mistaken. Say, no, I know. He said, if I meet him, he start cursing himself. And Jesus said, bro. But you know, because Peter already said, I have nowhere else to go. Few months ago. So God was now duty bound to file an appeal in court for his restoration. The subject of the will of God, prayer is just one aspect. It's your life. So when they tell you, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from who is the good thing? The wife. What was obtained? That favor came from where? So who told you God doesn't give good wives? People read the first part and forget the other part, not knowing that even a good wife comes from the Lord. If a lady has done 25 abortions, if she doesn't want you to know, you can't know. Because you are too much in love. I'm telling you. If a lady has committed the most grievous sin, you will not know. But if per adventure she did 25 abortions, and the Lord now said, that's your wife, my brother, just take it. That's the thing. God's idea of good is not our own idea. It's not our idea. So I am giving you something now that makes for your peace, so that when you go into the place of prayer, you know that Satan is too small in this matter. The patience to find out where God is standing on the matter before we enter the prayer is what most of us don't like. We don't have. Because sitting down to talk about the will of God may involve, my sister, I'm having this thing, it's disturbing me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, have you done this? Have you done that? No. Go and do that. Then I come back. This thing, okay. 2 out of 3 resolved. 1. Okay, let's pray. Father, you pray. Before you now isolate the intervening variable, those variables that can be affecting the result of your research, even though they have no business in that project you are doing. Certain things, for instance, time. If you have a delivery date for a particular project, but you may have issues with time. Something may come up. You might have issues with network. You may just have some last minute, unexplainable situation that may require troubleshooting. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you begin to troubleshoot, time, those are factors that intervene. They come into the picture and try to pull you back. Now imagine that you didn't even start that journey with God. Then you will still have those variables. In this regard, those intervening variables will not be meant to hold you back. They will be meant to further distract you because you are already distracted. You are not in the will of God from the onset. So I say to you, not just in the aspect of a wife. And when I say God will reveal who your wife or your life partner is, I did not say you will hear a voice. Because people are very religious. I didn't say you will hear a voice, but I said God will give you a witness. That's what I meant. You will know. You will know. You will know. And this one is not, it's not matter of because I love you. You see, because the shape will change. Body which I saw my picture, I was saying it 12 years ago when I went to Jos, the first camp meeting. That guy in that picture is a caricature of this destiny that is standing before you now. Very long face, thin. Then I put prophet on that. I was actually a prophet. Even the way I look, you know it's a prophet. I've been on the mountains. Meanwhile, I was eating three times a day, but you know it's the quality of the food we are talking about. I saw that. I cover my hand with shame, like, oh my God. Oh no, 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 no. So you keep despising that girl. 10 years from now, you see our glory will now manifest. You'll be blaming yourself because now your own wife, the one you went to get for yourself, she's now the tormentor of your life. See, and I saw Kike yesterday. We met at the shopping mall. Hey, that's how you'll be seeing her. Since you refuse to obey God. Please understand that within the context of the will of God, it is always peace. It is always good. That means even though the current reality may not be fantastic, if you stay with it, you will come back to a testimony. You will come back. That's the integrity of his own throne speaking. Now, when we now talk about the will of God, and we have identified that this is what God wants us to do, right? We can now go into the place of prayer. Now, for us to come into a place of prayer, the subject of faith must be addressed again. That means, have we gotten to a point on this transaction where we know that only God can do it? Because sometimes, this thing we are talking about, God can do it, man can do it. Maybe you need a new car. But if they give you a car that is valued at 20 million, you can either get it by paying for it or by getting it as a gift. So you may want to ask yourself which one you want. If you give me 18 million, 20 million, I won't buy a car. You understand? But if you give me as a gift, it's a different thing. Do you understand? I will drive it. And if you are not happy about it, I'm sorry. You know, your problem is your problem in your pocket. So it's your problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? So life is in levels. And the allocation of faith is for your preservation in your current level. So if you are having faith for somebody who has been fasting for the last 15 years of his life, you are trying to do something that is called dangerous. Because if that God answers that prayer, you collapse. So after the will of God has been known and identified, I must now find out what is the allocation of faith required for this particular thing we want to do. So that is what takes me back to the word of God. For faith to be effective, it must stand only on one thing. And that is God. For faith to be effective, to be effective means to operate at optimal level, optimum performance, 100% performance. That faith must rest on nothing except the authority of God's word. That the only reason why you believe this thing is because of what he said. Not because somebody somewhere told you that come back later, we'll see what we can do. Are you still here? So this is how to get your prayers answered. So when you get your faith allocation, that faith allocation is the money we are going to spend. Because in the spiritual realm, we spend faith. In the metaverse, of the spirit realm, the negative side of the spirit realm, we spend fear. But in our own side, we spend faith. But they are just two sides of the same coin. So fear is satanic faith. So every time you notice that what God said to you is now causing you agitations, careful, thin eyes. You have to be careful. Something is happening. They are about to substitute your allocation for something inferior. The moment you now find that you have to be doing something unnecessarily, you know, incurring expenses to impress that guy, they are about to change your allocation. The moment you think now you have to do something special to keep that client, hey, be careful. They are about to substitute, because this is not how you got there. You got there trusting on God and doing everything you needed to do. If you now begin to sense the pressure to become humanistic and to deploy all kinds of tactics to make this customer not go or not to lose this job, then, hey, thin ice. You have to be careful. You can sleep. And whether you like it or not, we have enough evidence in Scripture how rich men believed in God, how poor men believed in God. So it's not a question of because I'm poor, I cannot have faith. Excuse me. Faith does not come because you are poor or rich. It comes because you have identified the will of God, which is where God is going, and God has made provision in faith for his own direction. Anybody in that direction will get that location. So if the doctor says you can't have children, then what does the word of God say? Let's even find out. Don't quote the one you saw on Google. Open it and read. In the constitution, it is documented. What does the word of God say about this matter? Forget about hormonal imbalance. It's people that made up those words. I say it's people that made up those words. Hormonal imbalance. They will soon come out with another word now. Sometimes the man is even terrorizing the girl, not even knowing that he's the one that has the problem. The beautiful girl is just unfortunate to be married to him. Because everybody in the house, they normally have twins. He doesn't know that his own case, his destiny has been exchanged from his forefathers because of the yam, the farm of yams that they shed blood to make the thing prosper. So it's his own blood they are using to service that covenant. So he is not getting the same result. Like somebody said to me, say, Pastor, I want you to pray. In my family, we are all rich. I'm rich, but my own money is not enough. It's not like the other ones. I say it go cost you. I said this one go cost you. Because now extra money you define. I said this guy a big boy now. Really for us boy. I'm a big boy. Say this money is not enough. He said, I look at all my other people. They are not even following God. Say, but they have money. I say, we are not in this business. We are not in this business to know. So let me, oh God. You'll be surprised the kind of people we meet. How can somebody's problem be that he's young, his elder brother has more money than him? He's not even, if he dies, I say, sure, you will build church for God. Say, okay, I pray for you. If you say, if not, go and manage the change that you have. Now, I close and I say this. The power of answered prayers is one of the benefits, the preserve that God gives to his children. That anytime they call upon him, they have a direct line, which I spoke about in praying in tongues in the first service. It's a direct line. That line is encrypted, it's encoded. It goes directly to God. God doesn't ask in Jamaica to pick that call. He will lose his office if he does it. That call goes straight to the throne. And you spend your time trying not to pray in tongues. Meanwhile, the scripture says in the book of Isaiah, he said, this is the rest I have promised them. That with stammering lips, I will speak to them. He said, this is the rest I have promised them. With stammering lips, speaking in tongues. God spoke to us in the Old Testament. He said, this is the rest I promised them. This is the way I promised you rest. This is the channel of rest by stammering lips. So don't speak in tongues like a Pentecostal. Open, you pray because you know what you are doing. That doctor's report don't mean nothing. I just prophesy and I say it doesn't mean nothing. They use their hand to say this is what they will do. They will do, they, God will bypass them and get his will done. Because when you now get the allocation of faith, you now get the benefit of entering into the creative realm of God. The creative realm of God. In Romans chapter 4, give me that verse where he says, God who raises the dead and calleth the things that be not as though they were. That's the creative realm of faith. Do you see what we are saying now? By the time you get the will of God and then you are allocated a token of faith, you are now privileged to enter into the creative realm where the things that seem like they are not there, even if, as long as it's the will of God, you are now given permission to speak them into existence. Look at verse 17. I think this is Romans chapter 14. It said, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Please, did he have Isaac here? There was no child. He said, before him who he believed. Do you see the faith factor again? Believed. That belief is in past tense. Even God, who does what? He quickly, he maketh the dead to come alive. And he calls the things that be not. He calls the things that do not exist. So God just said, okay, in the allocation of grace that was given, you are supposed to be due for multiple visas now. Say yes. He said, okay, God just say visa, visa, visa. He doesn't go to the embassy. He speaks into nothingness. Then the visa comes out. Then they will call in your office and say, oh, there's one training, one thing. You go from US, you go to France, you go to South Africa, and they will pay. They will not be begging you not to run away after you come back. But it didn't happen out of nothing. It was the allocation of grace. So when you see the ethnic manifestation, you are not moved, you are just smiling. Because you know certain transactions have been done. You've paid for it in faith. So you now have an experience after you have believed. Look at it. The father of many nations, before whom he believed, and then even God. It was after he transacted with faith through his believing that God began to call the things that are dead. He began the things that are dead, speaking of Isaac. Because before he offered him, Isaac was already dead in his mind. But he trusted God that if God wanted that boy to live again, he will come back. So based on that, he obeyed. So in the spirit realm, Isaac died and God called him back. Symbolizing that Jesus will come and he will die and he will also be resurrected. And history has confirmed to us that the same mountain where Abraham took his son to was the same mountain where Jesus was crucified. The same mountain. So God was only setting a model for something that was to come. But if there was no man or intercessor on the earth to replicate that model like an architect, God will not have legal grounds to enter the earth and do the same. Yes, sir. So your obedience to God is significant. Yes, because it will set the pace for others like your kind to come into that which God wants to do in your life. Because the moment there's a law of first precedence, the moment God now wants to do something in another person's life, they can make reference to you and say, because you did it for her, for Busayo, we now make an appeal concerning my sister Tolu that the same entrance should be granted. So you see how this thing is very significant. The will of God, the faith of God, and the ability to transact into the creative realm of God. You will show me the pathway of life. You will show me, you will show the pathway of life. You will show me, you will show me
the pathway.